Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 4 and 5. This is actually referencing Isaiah 62:11 and Zechariah 9:9. This happened so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. Say to daughter Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The beast of burden. Isaiah 62:11 reminds us of his foretelling. See, the Savior comes. Also, Zechariah 9:9 commands us to shout with joy. Exalt greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. A just Savior is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Prophets of old capitalized humble in his scripture, indicating the way Jesus acted fulfilled these prophecies, allowing us to know he truly is the Savior of the world. We all must act with humility when speaking aloud as much as praying in silence. Amen? To be humble is not the rumble of a bumblebee, where he is not free to stop buzzing unless he falls to the earth and dies. Unlike us, we are free to stop everything and just ponder the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost as one in you, feeling a want to seek their counsel first in every situation, no matter if it is good or bad. God first is a resolution of saying to Satan and evil spirits alike, get behind me, and know my God is greater than thee. My wife often reminds me to rebuke Satan and his minions during the day, refusing to hold on to his tale of destruction and seek absolute truth as the only way to know humility's discretion of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Today I'm praying for my son, Jeffrey, as he continues his life. I'm praying for direction and understanding of good, prudent decisions. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, I just mentioned, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. And we pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. In silence, we pray for those dealing with this war in Ukraine. We pray for the Holy Spirit for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie named Doreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thumb. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 21 with verses 4 and 5. See, I didn't correct this morning. 4 and 5, and today is May 10th. Amen. This is a one-stanza, eight-line poem. It is ongoing. It's titled Ass Riding and Meek to Pray. Happened this way, fulfilling prophecy spoken, Zion daughter say, coming king awoken. Ass riding and meek to pray. Colt riding, foal stroking. Burdens beast, they say. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 10th, 2023. We're rocking this morning at 4:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, here I am in prayer time often during the day. You know, I pray for my son often, and he just needs direction. You know, we're just praying for his guidance and his direction. He's not fulfilling his, you know, bargain of living life on his own. So we're praying for that today. As we close, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, help my son, Jeffrey. Rebuke Satan and keep him from behind him. Keep him strong. So we close at 7:11. Say God bless our good friends, John and Marie. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.